do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have the prayer called the goddamn it prayer. Goddamn the hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crap Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Crap Diving Live, everybody. Broadcasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live in the East Coast. If it ain't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun of the Crab Diving Network stream for 24/7. Maybe you've gone and done downloaded. I sound like that little bit at the end of some of those commercials where they're like,
Minute Maid interview will win.
With all the, all the rules at the end.
Right. Or a pharmaceutical company.
You might get explosive diarrhea.
It's going to make you shoot whatever out of your ass.
However you're listening to us, we appreciate it. We're going to be here a couple of hours, whether you've downloaded us as a podcast. Or just, did I say that part already? I sped through that part.
You said that yesterday.
Fuck it.
You haven't said it today.
We know. Everybody knows.
If you think you're listening to this in real time and you're not, you're having an episode.
Oh, yeah, right. You're listening to an episode.
Yeah. you are listening to an episode.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal. We're going to do socially distanced Christmas. In other words, stay the fuck home Christmas. And no traveling people. You should buy shit to send people at Amazon.
I was going to say, unless it's time traveling. But that would be problematic. If you time traveled and you brought the coronavirus to, say, 1984.
Oh, that would be a shitty timeline.
Or you could go back to 2016 and get Comey to not say that about Hillary.
Or you could go back to the 1940s or 50s and 40s and cough all over Fred Trump.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, that's a good idea. How did Trump, with all his comorbidities, survive the coronavirus so easily?
Because he got that $100,000 treatment that nobody else can get. Oh, except Rudy. Excuse me.
Oh, yeah. Rudy got the same treatment.
You saw that story?
Yes.
Rudy's like, this is great. It's nothing. Corona. And I'm like, yeah, you got some shit that's not available to the public.
Are they treating his IBS? Maybe. Rudy's?
I don't know. Oh, I was going to say, narrow it down. Trump, Rudy, who?
I don't know.
Or Trump has EBS.
Yeah.
Explosive bottle syndrome. Right.
Explosive. Not in a fun way.
Those Rudy farting clips are pretty juvenilely funny.
Right.
They make 13-year-old in me laugh and laugh and laugh.
I'd like to say, wait. We're not even to the, we haven't really started the show.
Social media at Crab Diving. Okay. Tweet us during the show if you like, and join us on our Facebook page and our sparse but lovable Instagram account.
Sparse but lovable!
And let's see what's going on, everybody. Strap in, strap on, join us. Brew what you like, or wrap and light up what you like, and... Mm-hmm. In the adult states where marijuana is legal.
My freedom!
Thanks for joining us. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I would like to say happy birthday to my brother, right. Jeffrey. It is his birthday today. Have fun celebrating in Alaska.
Awesome.
Be careful. There's lots of bears.
Yes.
Bears are active these days. Is what are I they? Hear. Yeah, absolutely.
Are they getting ready to hibernate?
Yeah.
So they're out fattening up.
Yeah, I imagine if they see a person just like, they're like, ooh, what do I want to have? Do I want to eat blueberries for the next 12 hours so I can get like 7 calories for this dickhead?
Yeah, or how about the meal that's wrapped up in that little flimsy wooden cabin?
Hey, that meal has corona though, Mr. Bear. Does that bother you?
Bear doesn't give a shit about your corona.
Really?
You think Bear cares about
Bear cares not about corona. You're right. Bear cares not.
I don't know if they've tested to see if bears are carriers or not.
Do bears have the ability to care? They care for their young?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, they do. That's an issue, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. There's any bears or predators listening, anything in the ocean that kills you? No, if you see me in your habitat, I'm there knowing that you could kill me at any moment, and I would appreciate it if you did not. And I recycle, if that means anything. You know, and I vote for people that
bears
are...
Bears are green, yeah. They're...
Oh, are they?
Yes, they are.
I vote for people that don't want to kill your habitats. You know what I mean? So keep right. that in mind before you maul me to death. Happy birthday, Jeffrey.
It's a long opening.
Oh, I know that's the Beatles song, but is that the Beatles singing that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's not a cover? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's the Beatles.
Beatles. It's the Beatles. The Beatles sound like this. So they're like, hi, I'm Paul, John, and Ringo.
And a lot of up-talking.
Yeah. You know who does a really great Beatles impression, John Lennon, is comedian Michael James Benson. Have you ever heard his?
Oh, I haven't.
Sounds like that. Hey, I'm John Lennon. Don't shoot me.
So, happy birthday,
Jeffrey.
To Jeffrey.
Right, right on.
I was doing a dramatic pause. I didn't forget his name.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let's see what's going on over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huff Po.
That's a good game. Dramatic pause or memory problem.
Right. Could be both.
It usually is both, though.
Republicans embrace election lies and Trump's GOP vice grip.
Color me shocked.
Well, none of this is really new news.
Yeah, yeah.
Hundreds of elected officials and appointed Republicans around the country are backing Trump's false claims that he won the 2020 election. A wide... spread embrace likely to empower Trump's grip over the GOP even after he leaves office.
Oh, shit.
And turn belief in Trump's falsehood into a litmus test for a significant segment of Republican voters.
Damn! Significant segment.
Of Republican voters.
Yeah.
Which is more we by the day, that yeah, slice.
Thank God. Thank God you guys are becoming weir and weir.
Even Teddy Cruz,
yeah,
bafflingly, is all over this. And Texas and all these lunatics.
It's a losing battle. Do they not see that?
I guess they're thinking they're throwing the haliest of Hail Marys.
Yeah,
from the 1 yard to the 1 yard.
You know what, man?
And they're thinking maybe somehow they'll get a couple of unscrupulous, corrupt SCOTUS members, four of them at least, to want to listen to this bullshit.
Yeah.
Which will be terrifying in itself if they even bring it up, take it up. Unless they say, we have to take this up and we're all going to 9-0 smack it down and we're all going to write scathing briefs about it. Then that would be okay. But if they decided to even pick this bullshit up, when every single argument in Texas's stupid case
yeah,
has been shot down in courts in these other states.
Right.
In the states that Texas is trying to sue
That's
for.
That's what I was
and
thinking.
And Texas is still, you know, you're seeing all these secretaries of state, even and governors, the Republican ones.
Hello?
Who are like, who the fuck is Texas?
Right.
To tell us what to do. It says in the Constitution, the states get to fucking decide how they run their elections.
And we all know, like, why that person is saying that about Texas. Because Texas, you know, has governors that will suggest that they need to secede. Texas has people that buy into the whole fetal chop shop bullshit. Oh, Texas yeah. brought us Jade Helm 13 or 15,
one
whatever
of my
the
favorites.
Fucking fuck that was. Texas,
keep saying it.
Oops. Texas brought us N-word head camp. Texas brought us George fucking Bush.
A couple of them.
Yeah.
Well, Maine, I guess.
There's nothing
Wasn't,
good.
Wasn't Poppy from Kennebunkport?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Texas was the site of some whacked out biker rally or some shit. Some weird anti-Muslim thing where everybody had to show up and draw a picture of Allah or something. Am I wrong? Or Muhammad or some shit like that?
I remember that incident. God. I don't remember which state because, you know, you can
just
frankly
saying,
pick a few of them.
There's
but
a
Texas
lot of,
is a perfect choice. Alex Jones.
Yeah, Alex Jones. And I Texas. Say this, if you're listening from Texas and you think I'm judging your state, I am because I'm from Florida. And we suck.
Don't mess with Texas.
We suck too. Of course not. Or Florida. Don't mess with Florida.
Please clap.
But these are all loser states that we're talking about in the lawsuit, right? Not to be a dick.
Oh, Florida. Yeah. I mean, of course, Florida was like us, too.
I mean, in their states.
We're one of the 17. Wait, what's trending on the Twitter? Seditious 17, I think, or
oh,
something
God.
Like that.
Trending on Twitter. I mean, you know, like. Looking to states like Alabama or Mississippi for guidance, it's like Mississippi. Are they part of it?
I would guess.
Yeah, I mean, they just got rid of the Confederate flag from their state flag. So
the newly sworn in New Hampshire GOP House Speaker,
yeah,
died.
Yeah,
and they found out he died of COVID.
Oh yeah, jeez.
According to the autopsy.
Wow. Was he a
Republican?
Right.
Representative Dick Hinch, a Republican who was elected Speaker of the New Hampshire House just 1 week ago, died of COVID on Wednesday.
Damn.
About a month before the state legislature, the country's largest.
Right.
The country's largest legislature is in New Hampshire?
I don't understand that. And that's crazy.
Is everybody in New Hampshire a part of the legislature?
Is that why China designed this virus to take out the head of that huge legislature because it's such a force in this country?
What was Obama?
Oh, was it? Wait,
no, didn't you see
someone testify?
I put the
to
story
that?
Up.
Yeah.
That lunatic Melissa
Capone?
Carone?
I think it's Caroni.
Who was like this? Like, oh yeah, I swore in a written deposition that to all this stuff. Did you
to the Republican
Melissa Caroni?
And he said, "So you're saying that there's, you know, 10,000 fraudulent."
I'm saying hundreds of thousands.
So they even did a Saturday Night Live sketch about her and everything. And she's now doing interviews and stuff. You heard that other story about her that she was like on or is on probation or something for extorting and threatening her husband or fiance's ex with sex tapes.
Listen.
Or something like that. Like, she's like,
I've got these sex tapes of you and the husband. I'm going to put them on Facebook, you bitch, if you don't.
You know, that's what it was. I don't know the deeds, but that's, you know, what else could it kind of be?
Is there more of a ironic or I don't know if it's irony or just plain outright bullshit. This draining the swamp thing, you know, I mean, what a hilarious thing to say. About this whole group of people. How many What's her name? Melissa Capone?
Carone.
Melissa Caronis do we have in, have we had in the Trump administration? You know, she's fucking nuts. Somebody, I put a meme up. I thought it was funny. I did not make the meme. I don't know who made the fucking meme. Someone said on Wish, when you order Sarah Palin, but you get Melissa Caroni.
Well, now she's doing, she did an interview. And she said that, let me see if I can find the story. It's, I think it's up on our Facebook, or going to be up on our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Oh, yes.
Which may be broken up with
crab diving.
No, the Facebook may have to break up with.
Have we been hit with an antitrust lawsuit? Because we're the only fucking liberal podcast out there.
Hardly.
Name another one. The NPR.
Yeah, God Bless America.
Oh yeah,
Majority Report.
Right, right. What's that one where the guy does a funny impression of Hannity? Turks.
Young Turks, but they're like a
Jake
news
Iger.
Network.
Yeah, Iger. Have you seen his impression of Hannity?
No,
it's fucking ridiculous.
Melissa Caron. Rudy Giuliani's star witness during the Michigan State Legislature. Who wrote this? Hearing is in quotes. Hearing.
Well, what is it, though? It's weird.
The Daily Beast reports, in her first interview since going viral and getting lambasted by Saturday Night Live, Michigan IT contractor and voter fraud witness,
ooh,
Melissa Caron, insisted to Inside Edition. Oh, hard-hitting journalism.
God damn.
Inside Edition is still rolling?
Wasn't
that Dildo Riley's joint?
I have no idea. No, Bill O'Reilly won an Emmy on Inside Edition.
But, I mean, that's where he came from.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
he was on that before he went off to do his own thing.
Or Access Hollywood.
Hmm. Don't remember.
It's nice that none of us
one
know
of those.
That.
She insisted that she was not intoxicated during her hearing.
Oh, okay.
With Rudy Giuliani. She wasn't drunk.
What? I wasn't drunk, she said. I would swear under oath that I wasn't drunk.
Well, you can swear under oath at a hearing that you weren't drunk. You know, a fake hearing, can't you?
She said she doesn't care. I'm not hurt. That's my personality.
I'm not really upset. I'm just naturally a jackass.
So now she went to even crazier confines. Sarah Palin's website she did an interview for. I didn't know that was still rolling.
Like that's a news entity? Like,
right?
Sarah Palin's not interviewing her, right?
I don't know. SarahPalin.com, somewhere there's an interview with her.
God.
This says SarahPalin.com reports, but I don't know if...
I'm a reporter.
I don't know if Sarah herself...
What news organization are you with? SarahPalin.com, bitch!
Oh, hello, Sarah. Oh, hey, how you doing there, Melissa? I thought you did great.
I'm from the Michelle Bachman News Network.
I want to hear that interview. If it is Palin interviewing this idiot, that would be amazing.
Palin, if you interview her, you better not give her any gotcha questions.
SarahPalin.com reports, Caron doesn't mince words. While she's being called a drunk and stupid by the basement dwellers, this mother of four... Oh, of a four-year-old...
Are you kidding? Is that real?
Of a four-year-old and a four-month-old... keeps telling her story with a smile.
I don't mince words. No. Sarah Palin, you butcher words. You slaughter words.
This is what they do to Trump, Caron said. It's not going to work with me. I won't back down because I'm very religious. And I know God is watching over me. This started with COVID. The Obamas funded that Wuhan lab to make COVID. Then the impeachment process.
Well, okay.
They've used every avenue possible to cheat. They used Dominion. Dominion software was created to cheat. I have a binder
from Dominion that proves this.
I have a notebook.
There's so much more that will
be dossier
exposed. Why do all these people have these binders and dossiers? And where's the evidence from Arpaio?
Oh,
that he's been just waiting for the right moment and the right and the right venue to present that Obama's birth certificate was a big old fake.
Well, if Obama. Okay.
He still says he's got that
evidence.
If
Obama is from Kenya and not eligible to be president.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, then how?
No, he would be eligible.
Okay, what? But?
His mother was an American citizen.
Oh, yeah.
No matter where on the planet he issued forth from her vagine.
This is what you have to do to be a Republican.
He would have been a citizen. What?
To be a Republican, this is what you have to do, though. That last thing you said, I can't consider. That's a lie, because then what I'm saying makes no sense. It's just sad, you know.
Let's see, where was I? Yeah, that Republican House. I saw
Caroni.
Republican House was trending, and I thought, oh, what did they do? But then it's about this gentleman who passed,
God,
who was just elected Speaker of the New Hampshire House, and died suddenly, and now they found out it was the COVID.
Hey, well, thoughts and prayers, and listen.
He might have had, like, one of those blood clots or something, I'll bet.
So he didn't know he had COVID,
right,
and then hit with a blood clot. Is this?
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Do you remember that show?
Speculating.
Heroes. It was about heroes.
Oh, sure.
A bunch of people that could do crazy shit.
Yeah, yeah. Save the cheerleader.
Oh, yeah,
save the world.
Somebody could fly. Somebody could shoot shit out of their fingers.
You could tell a bunch of dudes wrote that.
Oh, yeah.
Save right. The cheerleader. Save the world. It's not save the tax accountant. Save the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, whoever was a cheerleader in that, I don't remember who that was, but, you know, she goes out and she tries to save the Dolphins and shit. That's
nice. Yeah,
yeah. She's a do-gooder.
Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for saving the Dolphins.
If I remember correctly.
And anybody else involved in that type of thing. I like that. If anybody's involved in saving the Sharks, you can fuck right off. Because honestly.
Hey, the Sharks are an important part of the food chain.
Ah, I knew it!
And there are brethren. There are brethren on the earth.
Oh, that and part of the food chain has my thigh.
Well, we may, you know, hop into
stay out of my house.
Hop into their feeding area, and yeah, you're part of the food chain.
That's true.
How many sharks have been decimated by shark fin soup? So there's a reverse food chain bullshit going on.
Yeah. But, like, you know, there's one person on Heroes that had all the powers. It could, whatever person it was around, it could assume, like, different powers. Is that what this corona is? I mean, why is it giving you blood clots and brain problems and lung problems and, like, COVID dick and COVID toe and some people lose their teeth? Fucking why?
Right. I don't know.
Jesus.
The dog's got the Kong toy up against the door. It's just the door is rattling. It sounds like somebody's trying to beat the shit out of the door to come in here.
Keep it down.
We do have, let's see, other news. Let's see what's going on over at the Drudge Report. Yeah, this is, I mean, now there's I guess some Republicans in the House. Are putting together an amicus brief for that they want the Supreme Court to hear the case.
Why? The case about Trump's election?
Yeah, they want to overturn the election.
Listen, he lost, okay? There's only one thing for him to do. Pack up his depends, get the fuck out.
Yeah, they're just going to keep squealing about this, though.
And take your children and take your wife, Melania. Take the Christmas trees, please. And take all those pictures where you had your hands enlarged. Take those too.
It shows that half of the Republicans in the House are cowards to Trump's drooling base.
You know, everything. Oh, yeah. Well, yes, they're bending over for him.
Yeah.
They couldn't be any more dilated for this horrible fascist. And in the middle of this pandemic, no less.
Allegedly, they don't have to. They don't have to gape. You know what I'm saying? According to Stormy.
You don't have to gape, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, yeah. Stormy's like, they can handle it fine. Yeah,
don't worry. Spare the butt plug.
Oh, yeah.
Pencil will do.
Oh, I'd yes.
Get that on a t-shirt.
Right. Mitch McConnell's like, I'll be your pencil case. Or how does he talk?
Yeah.
What happened?
The dog stomped on my foot.
God damn it, dog. Oh, your broken toe?
My owie foot.
Yeah, shit, man.
Take
it easy.
Thanks, dog. Appreciate it. Get out of here.
Thanks, Obama. Jeez.
You fucking dummies. You losers. Lying Ted Cruz with the missing chin. Rudy. The yuck mouth Giuliani. Jen Alice and pig dick, dick stained Donald Trump. The Supreme Court told you today, no, you fucking zeros. We don't even want to hear your fucking case. You fucking dummy. Pig dick Donald Trump. What did you think? This was some, you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back shit. Oh, I appointed these judges. They'll hook me up.
Yes, that's exactly what he thought.
Yes,
that's
they
exactly
will.
Exactly what he's
and,
raging
and
about.
Right now, he's in shock because they are not hooking him up.
Right. Well, now he thinks, well, this Texas one, now we've got it.
Does he think that?
Undoubtedly.
Are you worried?
Then he joined it.
Are you worried that that's going to work?
Mike Rappaport.
Are you?
Tweeted some of the titty pictures of Melania. What?
Melania,
no, I'm not worried. It's
Melania's
work.
Or Michelle's? Oh, Michelle doesn't have any. That's right.
Well, just those dick bulge pictures.
Oh, my God.
You fucking dummies.
Oh, wait.
You losers.
Over. Where is he recording?
You fucking loser. You think
he's out somewhere on the street.
It sounds like he's in a particle accelerator.
You know, in Atlantic City, these are Supreme Court judges, you fucking loser. You think they're going to throw it all away for you, you fucking zero? You fucking dummies. You losers, pack your fucking shit. You, the COVID crew, Jen Ellis, and Rudy, the fucking farter, Giuliani.
What are you saying?
Rudy, the fucking farter, Giuliani.
Oh, damn.
Michael Rappaport, everybody, in case you're wondering. Actor.
Hey, Michael Rappaport, please.
I understand he may be kind of a dick, but hey. we approve of this.
Yes, absolutely. Could you please take a bus down or fly down to Washington and just stand outside the White House with a megaphone, just saying this shit all day? Yeah, it might help.
And Rudy, the fucking farter, Giuliani, you shit your pants in public and you act like it's not happening. It's happening. We smell it. We smell what fucking Rudy has cooking. Poopoo pants, you fucking dummies. You're not going to the Supreme Court. There's no cases. There's no nothing, you fucking zeros. You dumb motherfuckers. God damn.
Can another human be a spirit animal?
Yeah.
Is that possible? Oh, like, God. Michael Rappaport, everybody.
It's like, these old evil dudes that, I mean, really, they're barely in control of their faculties and of their bodies. I mean, Rudy's crazy. Trump is fucked up.
He's yeah.
Whatever the fuck he is. And they're crazy. So, hey. And they're just old, angry racists that for some reason, we gave them the keys to the country for a period of time. I don't know why we did that. Why?
Well, we didn't.
God,
we wanted to hand them to let the lady drive
to everyone. Absolutely. I would vote for Hillary again. God, this guy is an existential threat. We're not even sure. We don't even know. Do we know for sure that we're going to make it to January 20th? Are we going to make it?
Who define?
That, you know what?
If what do you I mean? Ask is you, the country going to make it?
If I ask you that question.
Are we individually going to make it?
2015. If I asked you that question, you would say, of course. What do you mean?
As a country?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll make it.
Well, okay.
Bruised and battered.
That in 2015, had I asked you that? Are we going to make it to the inauguration?
Well, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Or 2016. It's just like, this is just such a fucked up time. I don't remember there being a crazier time in politics.
A pig dick, Donald Trump, he's telling you guys in Georgia, the election was rigged. It was a hoax. There were dumps. There were dumps. There were ballot dumps. The whole thing is corrupt. So for the Georgia runoff, Republicans, don't vote. Don't vote. Listen to him. The election was stolen. He won Georgia, but he still continues to lose Georgia. Who's to say that with the runoff, okay, there's not going to be more corruption? Why waste your time? Why risk your life?
He's trying not to laugh. You can tell a couple times he's smiling in this.
Say that with the runoff. Okay, there's not going to be more corruption. Why waste your time? Why risk your life with coronavirus? You people don't like to wear masks. Why wait online in the middle of the winter for the Georgia runoff? Don't vote. Listen to Dick Stain Donald Trump. The whole system is corrupt. It was rigged. Do not vote in the Georgia runoffs. All you supporters of Dick Stain Donald Trump, don't vote in January.
There you go. Public service announcement from Michael Rappaport.
I don't know why we aren't making that public service announcement for every fucking election.
Right.
I have no desire. I don't want Republicans to vote.
He should be Biden's press secretary.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great? Well, the fuck do you want? Well, I don't know about press secretary.
He's sounding like, you know, he sounds like a Democrat that wants to win.
Yeah.
Sometimes the Democrats don't necessarily want to win, you know, or
they do, but
do you want to win? Do you see this person as an existential threat or do you not? And you don't vote for Hillary, you're fucked in the head.
Pig dick.
Yeah. Why is it people like from, you know, New York, I may have heard it in Chicago too, when they say, are you in line? I'm online, and that means they're in line. They say online instead of physically in line. I'm in line at the movie theaters. I waited online outside for, you know.
I think I would have said that. In line, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
I think the term online has become so.
Don't wait online.
Ubiquitous, yeah. That people just automatically kind of go towards it.
Yeah.
Drudge Report has an interesting headline.
Ooh.
The story we did yesterday, Rush Limbaugh, with his ridiculous rant about how conservatives and liberals can't live together, and we may be heading towards secession because there's just no way.
Charge up the scooters.
There's three headlines. Limbaugh heading towards secession. Trump threatens dangerous moment.
Ooh. What does that mean?
He
scary.
Yeah, I have to get I have to turn off my ad blocking software here for a moment. Excuse me.
Oui, zut alors. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
That's supposed to be French.
President Trump went on a tweet storm this morning, assailing the election results and threatening a quote forthcoming dangerous moment.
I'm
going to go over to his tweets right now then.
What is Pig Dick planning?
Yo, Pig Dick.
What are you planning, Pig Dick?
Get the fuck out of there. You lost. You lost, Pig Dick. You lost.
Has someone approached him and said, if you leave right now, you will not go to jail, but your kids will spend the rest of their life in the clink. Would he take that deal?
Oh, yeah.
All of his kids?
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Even if anchored?
Sure. I can visit you.
I know he will not.
8 hours ago, he opened with all caps, wisdom and courage, 3 exclamation points.
Yes.
Then he tweeted, and this is the first of, wait a second. 1, 2, 3, 4. Four in a row that Twitter flagged.
Yes.
Saying the claim about election fraud is disputed.
It's just like, that's got to piss him off.
The Supreme Court has a chance to save our country from the greatest election abuse in the history of the United States. 78% of the people feel no, the election was rigged.
No, 78% of Republicans yes. think the election was rigged.
Right. Nutballs.
How can you give the election to someone who lost the election by hundreds of thousands of legal votes in each of the swing states? How can a country be run by an illegitimate president?
I don't remember.
This is all drama. This is all drama.
Remember any other president that lost saying this, having this moment, except Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter did this.
Oh, he did.
He was tweeting.
That motherfucker. Fucking cocksucker.
He made my He made me take my pill.
Jocelyn.
it's not Joss. Is Jocelyn Carter?
Yeah.
Jacqueline Carter. Jackie Carter.
Jocelyn.
Yeah, it is Jocelyn. Sorry.
Jackie
Carter was on 227.
Jack A. was Jack on A. 227. Very similar. I could see Jocelyn Carter and Jack K.
Where the fuck confused. Is Siri? Jacquet.
Then he goes after Kemp in the next one, governor of Georgia.
How does Governor Brian Kemp allow certification of votes without verifying signatures and despite the recently released tape of ballots being stuffed? His poll numbers have dropped like a rock. He's finished as governor.
At Representative Doug Collins. Oh, he's telling Doug Collins to run for governor. Doug Lunatic Collins.
He's the guy that said something when he ran for Senate, like, I got a pickup truck and I'm picking up illegals and I'm going to do something. Right.
Maybe.
Or that was that Kemp.
I think that was somebody else.
I think that was Kemp.
It might've been Kemp. He quoted Sean Hannity. Donald Trump won by a landslide and they stole it from him. At Sean Hannity quote, 8 hours ago, another quote. Who is this? This is a two tweeter. It's a two tweet quote.
People are upset, and they have a right to be. Georgia not only supported Trump in 2016, but now this is the only state in the Deep South that went for Biden? Have they lost their minds? This is going to escalate dramatically. This is a very dangerous moment in our history.
Next tweet.
The fact that our country is being stolen. A coup is taking place in front of our eyes, and the public can't take this anymore.
And the attribution. A Trump fan at a Georgia rally on OAN.
That's the credit?
That's the source? That's the source. Trump is just quoted, and then his commentary is bad! Exclamation point.
You know,
point.
It is bad. That is stupidly bad. You know? OAN.
Then he retweeted somebody who tweeted, Huawei cell phones cannot be distributed in the United States because of embedded security threats, yet we allow foreign design and programming on our voting machines? Oh,
but he's the guy that gave Huawei the deal or whatever, despite all this shit that was going on with the spy shit in their phones, I think. I think that's why he's saying that, I guess.
Some asshole from Newsmax thinks he saw someone putting votes through more than once.
Can I correct my statement? I don't think that's why he's saying that. Why he's saying that is because he's hopped up on Adderall or something, and he's a crazy fuckhead.
Or coming down from. Or
that's yeah. why he's saying.
Like he ever comes down.
We don't know what he does.
Then he just retweeted a bunch of shit.
Well, that's every day.
Most corrupt election in history by far. We won! Exclamation point! Exclamation point! Now a bunch of people are asking Barr to appoint a special counsel to investigate the impropriety and misconduct in last month's presidential election. A special counsel
for the Republicans. The misconduct of the Republicans. Is that what they're investigating?
No, they want all the stuff. All their grievances.
Because I'm sorry, I know what needs to be investigated right now. If we had normal law and order, the list is long. But we do need there needs to be investigations into this little weird ass fundraising scheme this asshole's doing to rip our country apart after he lost the motherfucking election. I mean, how is it not fraud if you send out mailers to your supporters or whatever, your cultists.
They have fine print that says the first 75% of your donation goes directly to the campaign fund. And
but if he says lies in the email.
They don't believe that.
But if they're proven to be lies in a court, couldn't he be charged with fraud or something? Like if you...
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, he's saying the Democrats stole the election. Right. Send me money to fight them.
Right.
Well, the Democrats didn't. Okay. So is it... I wonder if that's illegal.
I don't know. Well, especially charity fraud. I mean, we know he's an expert at that.
That's right.
Cancer kids, stealing from cancer kid charities.
You know, why do you... the thing with somebody like Trump is there's no reason to assume the best because that's a guy who skimmed off money going to help kids fight cancer. I mean, that's the worst guy.
That's those Trumps, man. Unscrupulous. And
I mean, that's a family operation to imagine a family business.
And they're not the only ones. Family. Look at what the Kushner history. They're scumbags too and slumlords.
Oh yeah, they are. I mean,
I mean, how many of these people are in our society with this handed down money that are nothing but parasites, vipers, cheats, frauds?
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Right.
And that's why we should tax the fuck out of the rich.
Yeah. I feel better about Biden's cabinet than I do about Trump's cabinet at any point.
Oh, really? You don't want Betsy to stay on or
Oh God. It's gonna be so nice when she leaves. Oh my God. It'll be nice
Ben
to have
Carson.
Is he alive? Did he die?
No,
I'm serious.
I guess he's still around.
Did he beat the? He had coronavirus.
He's been pretty quiet.
He didn't die. We're sure he's not fucking dead.
I can't for 100% say that.
Yeah. Shit, man.
Elsewhere in the news, tomorrow's Faithless Friday. Everybody, don't forget
Jeebus.
Join us.
Don't forget Jeebus.
This is from the, is this Portland?
Portland.
No, California.
Hippies.
Placerville, California.
Placerville.
Have you heard of Placerville?
Come here, boy.
I'm getting it might be a Trumpy vibe, but.
We make the best methamphetamine.
What is this? During this holiday season, the First Lady and I send our warmest greetings to the millions of Jewish people in the United States and around the world as they begin the celebration of Hanukkah and the miracle that kept the flames of the menorah burning in the Second Temple. Like he had anything to say about this. There's not a word of this that has anything to do with anything he said.
It burned brighter than it ever had before.
The candle lighting tradition that began over 2,000 years ago is rooted in perseverance. I get that word out of there.
Perseverance.
And faith, two virtues that are indicative, indicative of the Jewish culture and the Jewish faith.
And really all cultures, really.
Oh, yeah, this sounds exactly like the way he talks.
The most tremendous cultures. Is it Stephen Miller write this?
This year's observance of the Festival of Lights comes at a time when the unbreakable bond between the United States and Israel has never been stronger. Well, over the past 4 years, my administration has...
God, you know...
He's politicizing Hanukkah.
Well, right, and he's turning a religion into the state of Israel.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's the problem, is the conflation of the religion with the state of Israel. You can hate what Israel does to the Palestinians and shit, and not be anti-Semitic, not hate Jews.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah.
But the simpletons, you can't, that's logic that's just they're incapable of.
Oh boy, you're anti-Semitic. You said BDS, that's anti-Semitic. You hate Jews.
No, I hate Israel. I hate what the government of Israel is doing right
now. Yes. I mean, what do you say to Donald Trump if he's about to go and give a speech and he's going to say a little bit about Hanukkah at the beginning? I mean, what do you say to him to not, you know, not make it a moment? Because it's going to be a thing.
God.
Like, Don't make it about yourself.
Didn't he? Didn't he go out one time, like right after the election? I thought, and said something like, all you bankers or something, like, you guys out, you know, I'd rather hire you guys in or something like that. Like, it was something really anti-Semitic.
You know, all I can think of right now is,
but it was stereotypical, you know, that yeah. the Jews are good with money and cheap and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. He had some anti-Semitism in there. I remember when, and to me, this is who Trump is. Aretha Franklin died, the Queen of Soul, and he says, she worked for me. I hired her or something. I mean, who cares, Trump? Who gives a fuck?
I thought she was the cleaning lady when she showed up.
And he's like, I work for her. She worked for me. Why do you have to say that? No, I don't want to say.
Fucking asshole.
I loved Aretha Franklin's music and her voice. I don't want to know your association with her. I'm sure she didn't enjoy it. I'm sure she didn't.
Placerville, California.
Yes.
Is the county seat of El Dorado County, California.
Oh, I love that album. ELO.
Population 10,300.
Damn!
Not big.
No.
Part of the Sacramento, Arden, Arcade, Roseville Metropolitan Statistical Area. Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
Man.
Here's a piece of land that nobody wants shit to do with.
It looks like it's really closer to, yeah, San Francisco. Sacramento, I mean. It's like halfway between, almost halfway between Sacramento and Carson City, Nevada.
Sag.
So, kind of middle of nowhere.
Perfect.
Anyway, in scenic and lovely Placerville, California, they had a Toys for Tots event.
Oh, God.
Which, you know,
is this
California is riddled with the COVID, and they're having a Toys for Tots
event. Don't do this event.
Took a dark turn this past weekend. This is, I'm reading from the CBS Sacramento website. After the Proud Boys showed up to pose with Santa and holding up the OK sign, widely recognized as a symbol of hate.
The one where you do this?
Yeah, yeah. You're doing OK.
God, can these guys go away? Can Michael Rappaport?
in sign language.
If Michael Rappaport, if you're listening to this podcast on Spotify, Stitcher, podcasting app, Michael, please go to crabdiving.com/Amazon for anything you might buy this over the holidays. But will you please do something against these Proud Boys? Can you yell at them?
I guess there's a cop in a car in the background too, or something. Placerville Proud Boys president. There's 10,000 people in this town. Placerville Proud Boys president, Patrick, very alliterative.
Yes.
Who was not comfortable giving his last name.
Patrick.
Thrill yeah. Proud.
He's not the one from Bikini Bottom.
We were asked to take a picture. We were asked to take a picture. The police cruiser happened to be in the background, said Patrick.
Yeah.
Patrick said the group donated $5,000 worth of gifts to Toys for Tots.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We decided we were going to donate toys to the children here. Before they left, they posed with Santa Claus, and they were holding up the hand gesture, wildly recognized as a symbol of hate. The Placerville mayor.
The kids were?
The Proud Boys. Saragosa said, why would you display a hand signal that has been affiliated with such a stance, which is white power?
Thank you. Why are you doing that at Toys for Tots, fuckhead?
The Southern Poverty Law Center considers the Proud Boys a hate group, and the Anti-Defamation League includes white supremacy and anti-Semitism in the Proud Boys' ideology.
Ideology? Did they have a mission statement? Excuse me. Do they have a mission statement, these fuckheads?
I'm sure, yeah. I bet McGinnis typed something up.
Oh, sure. With his sword.
White supremacists, racists, we don't want you in Placerville. Proud Boys, we don't want you in Placerville, said the mayor.
Yeah.
That's so nice. In response to the mayor, Patrick.
Yes?
Proud Boy president of Placerville.
Oh.
Said,
good luck with that.
Most of the community supports us one way or another.
Bullshit.
Good luck with that.
But bullshit. not most of your community, some people in your community, and it makes you guys, I don't know. I guarantee you most people in that community, they want nothing to do with the fucking Proud Boys.
Outside the town hall on Tuesday, dozens of protesters demanded the city put an end to the Placerville Proud Boys chapter. One woman who owns an art gallery there in Placerville said, "We're here to make sure the city council makes a resolution saying we won't tolerate this."
There you go.
Protesters held up signs reading, "This is not us. Placerville is too great for hate."
Good for those people.
They said the example set at the Toys for Tots event by the Proud Boys is not the sentiment echoed by the neighbors in the town.
Good for them.
Another resident said, "I totally understand the whole event of dropping toys off, but when you're all kind of grouped together, no one's wearing a face mask, and the sweatshirts are the black and yellow sweatshirts with the big tree and a person hanging off of it, it's just kind of
what
sways the situation." I guess they've got...
That's their uniform? Get away. Hey, the worst thing is to have these white supremacists...
Oh, they do. There's a logo children. That has somebody hanging off a tree.
God, fuck these people. Hey, take your toys. Placerville might be able to find other toys. They don't need your toys. Go fuck off.
That's fucked up. So, but Patrick.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I'm so glad that's not Patrick from Bikini Bottom or SpongeBob. No, that would kill me.
I don't have his picture.
If there was a Karen video that came out about SpongeBob, or it would probably Squidward.
Before they left, they posed with Santa Claus holding up that sign.
Yeah. God, how gross.
Placerville Police Chief Joseph Wren said his department has been accused of partnering with the group, which is false. There was just one of their cars in the background helping with traffic control for the event organized by the Marines every year. And it's unfortunate some chose to use Toys for Tots to push their personal or political agenda.
Okay, so that guy doesn't sound like he's not down.
I was just going to say,
that motherfucker's down. Bullshit.
It doesn't sound like he's condemning them or he's not all for it. He's like, well, you know, it's just their... go ahead.
I was saying, is Sheriff White?
I don't know. Joseph Wren, police chief?
I mean, it just sounds like shouldn't he be like... There's no place for that type of shit in my community. Get the fuck out of here. What about that?
Police? Oh, here you go. The police said they don't consider Proud Boys a white supremacist group, despite the mayor's own condemnation. The mayor says, "I'm happy to talk to them. I'm a person of color myself. I'm Latino. I want to make sure Placerville is open to all races." They have said that they aren't racist, but then remember, there was a schism recently.
Yes.
And one of the dudes broke off.
Right.
And said he's taking over the Proud Boys and they're going to fly their white flag proudly.
So they're going to get back to their racism and what they think is important, what works for them.
And that, remember, the public face of the Proud Boys shouldn't be some brown pussy. Remember, because that guy didn't, because the guy that the Hispanic guy who's the leader of the Proud Boys for a while, or is, I don't know, the other half of them, was in a confrontation and he didn't, you know, like take his gun out and shoot everybody. So he's a big cuck and a big puss. And he's brown.
Oh, okay.
So they can't have that.
Well, why is that guy in the Proud Boys?
Because they were allegedly not racist.
Well, listen.
They're misogynist. They were proudly misogynist. But they, Gavin McInnes, the claimed there was no racism involved, no white supremacy involved.
Seems like he's lying or not being totally for real.
I don't know.
I mean, if you're not racist and you're into Proud Boys, but you are a misogynist, know that you're... I don't know, man. What kind of weird fucking person is that? I don't know what to do. Whatever.
It's all a very strange little club that I don't understand.
Take some lithium and check yourself into a facility, stupid.
It's built on butthurt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, the group is formed on butthurt. We're angry.
Yeah.
Because we're not being treated It's men, anti, this feminism stuff is bad.
Yeah, shit, yeah.
Cuckified men, big, strong, manly men.
Nobody's cuckifying this guy. Unless.
It's crazy.
Let me film it.
We also have going on.
Do they have hats or is it just like.
Michael Rappaport, huh?
It's just like a, they just have the sweatshirt. Well,
they probably have merch, I'm sure, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, they do emerge.
Hmm.
Here's today's. here's today's batshit clip.
Yay!
Courtesy of Right Wing Watch.
Awesome.
The one and only Deanna Lorraine, who
God damn,
has got some weird shit going on with her hair. Now that she's in Texas, she went from like California. T-shirts and short kind of hip hair, I guess, to now she looks like she's a country singer.
Well, I mean,
or a Christian singer.
That might have been part of the image makeover. You know, she took a look maybe at her demographic and decided that if I can't win a seat if I can't unseat Nancy Pelosi, I'm going to come to Texas and I'm going to assimilate. And look like a fucking country singer.
I guess
singer.
So, yeah.
You know?
Even with the, like, half of her hair is a different color. It's all very strange.
Oh, yes.
But here's Deanna Lorraine on InfoWars.
President Trump, too, which I also don't like about it, but apparently Donald Trump just said he's willing to take the vaccine also live on TV. He said he's also willing to take it, the COVID-19 vaccine, live on TV. And again, you know, I don't like this. You know, Trump, probably 80% of your base does not want that vaccine. They are not willing to take a foreign rushed substance and jab it into our arms. I don't care who takes it. I don't care if Jesus takes it. I'm not taking the vaccine. And it's weird. And
would Jesus need a vaccine?
You know,
you know what I mean? Does Jesus need to take a vaccine?
I don't know. Well, I mean, you know, if Jesus needs
can't he heal himself? I mean, he can, you know.
Wouldn't that make
him heal sick and shit?
Wouldn't that make you nervous, Christians, if you saw Jesus getting the corona
corona shot? Yeah,
then you would.
That's
would
when
take
you question
it
your beliefs.
You're praying to a guy to help you through the coronavirus that also needs a vaccine.
Yeah.
I don't care who takes it? I don't care if Jesus takes it. I'm not taking the vaccine, and it's weird. And it makes me feel uncomfortable that President Trump is jumping on the bandwagon with Obama and the Clintons and Bill Gates and now Fauci and Cuomo saying they're going to take this live on TV. We don't care. In fact, you know, the more you guys do this weird, desperate attempt to try to convince us that the vaccine is safe, that was rushed at warp speed, the more uneasy I feel with the vaccine. I don't care if President Trump. So President Trump, if you're smart, if you don't want to lose your base of support, please don't keep jumping on this back.
So, I mean, even Trump himself created the monster he could not bring these people back. Because if he's like, I'm going to take it on TV,
you know,
and his lunatic base is like, Trump, you better not do that.
You know, it's so fun. I'm just thinking about listening to Deanna Lorraine as if I were like her dad or her mom and just think it's getting worse and worse. God. They must think about having her committed because, like, man, Deanna, you should want to take the vaccine because people
are something
foreign
dying in my body.
Well, you know, you've done that before. So, you know.
With the vaccine. I don't care if President Trump. So, President Trump, if you're smart, if you don't want to lose your base of support, please don't keep jumping on this vaccine bandwagon and saying you're going to join these clowns and take the vaccine live on TV, please.
God, you know, you know,
and remember she's mad. The clip we played yesterday, the other day, that she's upset that Trump and his people keep testing all the time. Remember? She's upset that they're testing. They're lending credence to this. Why are you testing so much?
Well, listen, they have to test a lot because they're a high risk because they engage in really horrible behavior, you know.
Right.
And so you have to test them all the time. And they're traveling all the time. You would have to, even if they were behaving perfectly, wearing their mask and social distancing, yeah, they would still need to be tested. Because going out and doing these, and I'm using air quotes, these hearings and like rallies and shit, it's a horrible idea right now.
Right.
That's why they're testing. See, the right, this just goes to show you, these people are unreasonable. They're unreasonable.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Why are you testing?
And more COVID idiots throwing tantrums because in some places they're closing up again and they're ordering masks, and you got to have a mask if you go in the store and stuff. They're like, but I have an exemption.
What kind of rules do they have at the InfoWars studio anyway? Aren't people wearing masks there? Aren't they testing before people come in to record and shit? I mean, it's InfoWars. They have a network. I assume they have a studio wherever he is shooting his guns. Do you think they have to wear masks? Do you think there's any kind of social distancing enforced? Or they test or anything like that there at InfoWars?
I don't think so. That would be hilarious if it is. If they're, you know, they get off camera and they're, everybody's got a mask on and Alex is like, hey, Jew, give me the hand sanitizer.
I would feel strange, actually. I would be like, why am I bothering with a mask? This man shot at me last week.
Right.
I would be dead soon anyway.
Oh, wait. This is Leslie Jones commenting on Boris Johnson.
Awesome.
Okay, I'm confused. This motherfucker is a prime minister? Okay, I'm not saying that I didn't know, but I actually didn't think that he actually walked around looking like that. Is that a purple fucking tie? What the fuck is wrong with our world?
Yeah.
Oh, it is a real purple tie.
But she's right. Why are these lunatics? They're all killing us. I mean, he's doing crazy shit over there, man.
Right, right.
Why?
Leslie Jones, you gotta listen to all of her commentary. Here she is talking about Brian Williams. She literally watches CNN and MSNBC, and she's just shooting the screen and she's commenting.
Oh, that's great.
On what's going on?
Oh, I'm gonna come and fuck with my boy Brian. Me and Brian might be same age. Brian might be older than me. I think Brian's a little older than me. I'm not real sure, but. Brian is petty. I love him.
Brian's petty. I love him.
He is hilarious, though. He's so, I mean, you know, the way he refers to
very
people.
Very dry, yeah.
The Trump administration, 27 and, more days.
And off the fly, too. I mean,
oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
When he's doing a lot of the stuff they're doing during elections and stuff, he's just fucking hilarious.
I'm most impressed when, you know, a plane falls into the ocean. And then, you know, there's nothing to do but stare at water for hours. He has to kill all this time.
Here's Don Lemon being commented upon by Leslie Jones.
Oh, shit.
I had an idea.
Hey, you guys, is that Geraldo Rivera? Wait a minute. Geraldo Rivera is a fucking Trumper? No! Geraldo Rivera, you guys. Have you got your Trump yet? Motherfucker, I will come and shave your fucking mustache. You fucking joke. You fucking joke, bitch. I watched this fucking show, Don. What the fuck?
It opened with Don Lemon. That's who I thought it was, but it's...
I mean, you know, if you didn't
Don
know...
Don Lemon was playing that clip from Fox News.
I mean, if you thought Geraldo was not crazy, and then all of a sudden you tune into Geraldo, I understand this. I get it. He's nuts.
Right.
Geraldo is very much a Trumper. Does she mention why, though?
No.
Because you know why. Because you know Trump has videos Jeffrey Epstein took.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet. Yeah, you can't tell me Geraldo hasn't been on the Lolita Express.
Yeah, he's leveraged. I'm just connecting the breadcrumbs.
I love Chris. Chris is just over it. Does that make sense? He's like, yeah, you know what?
Y'all know y'all all fucking up. You know you fucking up. You know everything that you're doing is fucking wrong. And I'm here to tell you. Look at it. He got this condescending, get your shit together look. Look at this look he got on his face. I am sick of saying this to you motherfuckers. And y'all know that this is wrong, that what's happening. Why ain't you doing nothing? You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to Chipotle. Fuck what y'all talking about.
Chris Hayes, she's talking about. And she's right. I mean, he's... Was it yesterday's show where he opened it up kind of saying, look, I got to tell you, I'm having a hard time keeping my rage in these days because COVID shit, I'm paraphrasing, is just beyond criminal. And our lack of response and just 3,000 people, we finally broke that great record. No other country has had 3,000 die in one day.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! God bless America.
And we're in this weird spot where there's hope, right? There's this vaccine.
Well, right, but...
We haven't gotten it yet.
Right.
And there's a lot that can happen in between. You could die before you get this fucking thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
At least 3,124 American COVID patients died on Wednesday.
My God. That is so many people.
The first time the virus has claimed more than 3,000 American lives in a single day, the number of COVID patients hospitalized nationwide also grew to new all-time high of 106,000 plus, up 18% in the last 2 weeks.
Oh my God. Everybody stay home. If you do not have to go out in this shit, what is your fucking problem?
The CDC is now predicting up to 72,000 more deaths in the next month.
Jesus.
The grim toll is coming on the same day a panel of FDA advisors meet to weigh whether to recommend the authorization of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine, the one that they're already jabbing in across the pond.
Maybe some people are desensitized to this shit and they think, this is something that is, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just trying to understand people's America. What would explain America's behavior during this pandemic?
Well, misinformation.
Yeah.
And politicization of it. This should not have been political at all.
Right.
Imagine the Republicans and the Democrats kumbayaing and saying, wow, let's put aside our differences and soldier through this and make sure we get stimulus we got to close everything up and let's get stimulus to it like they're doing in Europe. You heard Merkel's speech yesterday. Yeah. They talked about it where she was. She said, I'm so very sorry. She said, and for her, she's like 560 deaths a day is unacceptable.
Someone's
to open the economy is what she's saying. It's not worth it. 500 people dying a day. And here, the Republicans are like 3,000. You know, hey, that cheese fountain's still rolling. We got to keep going. Yeah. And the fucking rich people are making crazy money. I saw Zuckerberg's wealth increased like 40% during this goddamn.
How?
Because everybody's at home on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because they're in the stock market, which has been going up and up and up and up because it doesn't care.
You know, if Reagan wasn't bullshit, then this would be taken care of. Trickle down would help us now.
That's the start of it.
Because the rich people would say this. They would say, you know what? The reason we're rich is because we were able to pay all these people nothing to sell our widgets, to make our widgets, to wear our widgets, whatever the fuck. You know, so we want to make sure these people survive so we can continue to sell them our fucking garbage. At the very least, they would see it like that, maybe. Not, you know,
some of them, maybe.
You know, it's a weird thing to say, but can't we make a good economic argument for keeping Americans alive? Is there any good economic argument for that?
I mean,
not that you should have to fucking have one.
Right.
What does it matter? It's, God, How many more people are going to die before?
70-something thousand.
In a month?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Projected, yeah. And that's with, you know, don't forget, I'm sure a lot of underreporting, especially here in Florida. But a lot of the red states, you think Texas is reporting the right numbers? You think?
No, for us.
The assholes in the Republican legislature in Pennsylvania is reporting the...
The people that tell the truth,
all those 17 states that joined that lawsuit. I want to see their COVID numbers. I'll bet they're all lies.
Yeah. Ask Rebecca Jones.
All right. We have a, not a good day for the strike force, the elite strike force.
Yeah.
Again.
Who is this?
Giuliani, Jenna Ellis.
Oh, Jenna Ellis has COVID.
Giuliani,
that's right.
Jenna Ellis, DeGenova.
Spreaders.
Sidney Powell.
Do they have COVID?
I don't know. Jenna does.
Right.
And Rudy does.
Sad.
Trump's elite strike force has now lost more than 50 election challenges.
Ooh. Yeah.
Don't forget.
Right. But they've raised $3 billion from fuckheads during this time.
My computer is locking up. This computer is being twatty.
It really should be illegal. You can't raise money. Like, why would anybody think the campaign's over? Let me send out a few more email blasts saying that there's a chance I can overturn this when I know there's not.
Right.
Send me money.
Right.
And that's crazy. I almost think for the next presidential election, can we try something like this? The two people that end up running, you lock them in a basement somewhere. And, you know, they get TV and all this shit. But the only thing they can do is, as a campaign, is they have to write a 500-word essay. And they have to slip it under the door, and then that gets posted on the internet. You can choose between which essay you would like. Is that better than what we do now or not?
Yes.
Are you worried someone will write the essay for the candidate?
You know, they did intelligence tests in the South after black people were given the right to vote.
Yeah.
To try to keep black people from voting.
Oh, yeah.
They tried to impose intelligence tests. And stuff
I'm just thinking something that's not like what we're doing now, because this is crazy.
There's more. This is a federal judge now. A federal judge today. She's dreaming.
She's having a nightmare, man.
Federal judge cast doubt on Trump's lawsuit seeking to overturn Biden's win in Wisconsin.
Damn!
Saying that siding with Trump would be, quote, the most remarkable ruling in the history of this court or the federal judiciary.
Remarkable, not like, oh, look, yeah. That's remarkable, like,
Trump is pursuing extraordinary attempts to overturn Biden's win with a pair of lawsuits in Wisconsin in federal and state courts. Hearing for both cases were scheduled for today. In the state case, Trump wants to disqualify more than 221,000 ballots.
Damn.
I'm sure in Milwaukee County.
Yes.
And Dane County. And in the federal case, he wants to give the GOP-controlled legislature the power to name Trump the winner.
Oh, fuck.
At the beginning of the arguments in the Fed case, the district judge, Brett Ludwig, marveled at Trump's request, quote, "It's not lost on me that this is a political case, obviously, and that the relief that's been requested, if that relief were granted, this would be the most remarkable proceeding and probably the most remarkable ruling in the history of this court or the federal judiciary." This guy is a Trump appointee.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way.
And
this guy was appointed by Trump.
Right. Yeah, and remarkable isn't good.
He called the request bizarre. And very odd.
He's called it bizarre from the bench, or
Trump's attorney Bill Bach argued that the election wasn't run properly and the risks of voter fraud were increased because ballot drop boxes were not staffed. Voting by mail was widely used, and voters who said they were indefinitely confined were allowed to cast absentee ballots without showing a valid photo ID.
God, hold on a second. They're worried that somebody could wrench open a ballot box and stuff it or take votes out?
I guess.
I'm sure these boxes, are they just
it's all ridiculous.
It's a cardboard box, I'm sure. Maybe the ballots are sticky.
Attorneys for the governor and the bipartisan state election commission says the cases are without merit, should be dismissed. Yesterday, a federal judge in Wisconsin dismissed another lawsuit filed by the chairman of the La Crosse County, a Republican Party, that argued there was massive fraud warranting the court to declare Trump the winner.
That one court is going to declare him the winner in La Crosse.
Right.
Okay.
and that judge Powell, Trump's state lawsuit made Wisconsin the only state that missed Tuesday's safe harbor deadline.
Is that why Trump appointed all these judges? Because he thought if he appoints the judges, they will rule favorably for him in cases like this.
For all of his buddies from now on, and especially him if he needs.
Who told him that? Because
that's how he rolls. And McConnell couldn't be more turgid.
Ooh, yeah.
Over the fact that they can just pump these unqualified partisan judges in there.
But, like, if you're going to be one of these judges that hands Trump the election, you know that you will be.
But there hasn't been any.
Forever hated.
Right. There hasn't been any.
And how do you even explain your decision?
The one they won was Alito, who just said, keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, God. Well, that's so fucked up, though, right? Keep on suing.
Biden won Wisconsin by about 20,600 votes. The certified results, which came after a Trump-ordered recount, which gave Biden more votes, by the way.
20,000 votes? Is that a negligible amount for an election?
You're doing millions and millions of votes. It's pretty close. But not close enough that it's like 2001.
Yeah.
That was 500 and some votes.
Oh, yeah.
In one state.
God damn. 20,000 seems, you're right. I guess millions of votes is like.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court already refused to hear Trump's lawsuit once, saying it has to go through lower courts first, but the court is likely to soon have the case before it again. The Supreme Court is controlled by conservative justices, 4-3. But one of them, Justice Brian Hagedorn, has 3 times joined the liberals in deciding against Trump
Hagedorn
lawsuits.
Hagedorn?
Hagedorn wrote in the previous case, the relief being sought by the petitioners is the most dramatic invocation of judicial power I have ever seen. Yeah, they're asking the court to overturn the legal and proven safe, valid, true election.
Yeah.
And let the state take over.
The next time they do this, the Republicans, I'm sure they'll figure out how to do it more effectively, but you really should have these judges that you want to use lined up and bribed up and ready to go.
But the problem is they're in lifetime appointments, so they don't give a fuck anymore. They're untouchable.
In fact, it would be worse for them to help Trump. Why would you want to fuck up your lifetime appointment? What if you help Trump and people decide, well, you know, this guy should be impeached from his appointment because, you know, he did some underhanded shit to help Trump. He didn't need to.
Right. So, 1-50. Court challenges.
That is losing.
That's a rough opening baseball season.
Like, that's insurmountable. You're fucked.
It's all insanity. There's a horrible story.
Yeah.
More Americans are shoplifting.
Jesus.
Because food aid is running out.
Right. Well.
And the Republicans, did you see one of the latest, quote, compromises?
Yeah.
The Democrats said, we don't want to do anything that doesn't have a cash payment. $1,200 again.
God.
And The Republicans said, okay, well, how about 600?
Yeah.
But then they got rid of all unemployment extension.
Why? Why? You know what's crazy about this? Here's what I don't understand about the Republicans. Why do you look at this pandemic and you say less government? Because that's what that means. If you're giving people less money, that's less government.
Yes.
This should be more government. You guys, if you gave a shit, you should be breaking your dick to make sure your constituents have medical resources, money, a way to stay home, a way to not get this shit.
So
nobody
these food banks are seeing hundreds of cars lined up for miles. Meanwhile, Zuckerberg made billions of dollars.
Right. Right.
Elon vaulted to the second richest man in the world.
You don't think
it's just all bullshit.
It is. It's upside down. And it's like in this pandemic, it's I don't know. I mean, what is Joe Biden? Listen, I've heard Biden's plan for the first 100 days, get 100 million vaccines out there. You know, so that's 50 million because it's a 2-shot deal. And, you know, but really, he's got to figure out how to get money to people.
Right. Look at this number five trend right now is hashtag stimulus checks or strike. I guess people are starting to
general strike.
Call for a general strike. Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
It's when the middle class, honestly, it's when the white middle class gets uncomfortable, then the poor people are going to get help. That's how it works.
Well, and there's not much left of the middle class.
Yeah. It's sad.
They've become the poor.
You know, I really think what makes me nervous about this wave of coronavirus, I really think somehow a lot of our country is just desensitized to this death and this poverty that's going on. But I think we're going to just going to see so much death that I think it's just going to we're going to have a UBI or we're going to have aid.
Josh Hawley, Senator from Missouri, Republican, introduced legislation today to provide a second round of stimulus checks to most Americans as negotiations on a larger COVID relief package struggle to reach a breakthrough. He said he will oppose any deal that doesn't include another round of direct assistance.
Yeah.
So that's a Republican.
That's good.
Said his legislation mirrors a proposal from the March CARES Act that provided a $1,200 check for individuals who make up to $75,000.
Yeah, you know, and that's good that he supports that. But, you know, honestly, that's not fucking enough.
No.
But
that's $1,200 more than they want to do, than Mitch wants to do.
God. You're going to have to do a stop on rent and mortgage payments and shit like that.
He says, if negotiations can't reach some sort of compromise, I'll go to the floor next week. I'll ask for an up or down vote on that.
Shit.
And that alone.
The Republican.
Well, it's not going to fly. Under Senate rules, any one senator can go to the floor directly to ask for a vote, but any other one senator can object and block the vote.
Jeez.
Okay. So you don't think there's going to be one other Republican? You don't think Randy Paul is going to say no?
Right. I mean, what is it?
Socialism.
A general strike. I mean, that's things that you hear about in countries that have like horrible oligarchs in charge
or like Italy or I've been to, there've been strikes twice when I was in Italy.
Yeah.
And it's just,
why does that happen? In a place like Italy?
But it's like half day strikes and things. Cause they've got so much power there more so the public sector that they can call this general strike. Like in Rome one time, there were signs up. They were very pleasant. They're like, we're sorry, but tomorrow we're going to be on strike for half the day. No transportation will be running.
Yeah.
We just want to let them know that we want these negotiations. We want more benefits or something, or we want more pay, or we want whatever.
So I guess the transportation industry could strike and they could say, hey, we're not going to turn the planes and the shit back on.
Well, a general strike means
everybody. Until you send out the payments, you know?
Means everybody that can.
Yeah. Even the cops. Are they going to take a day off from beating black people?
Then how many evil employers are going to say, you don't show up, you're fired? You know, I mean, that's going to be the problem. Is,
they will all do that.
Right.
Because
whereas if we had strong unions everywhere, the power would be where it should be. Fuck you. We're taking tomorrow off, you asshole.
Because
sorry, you know, your widgets won't get built tomorrow. Right.
Because, they, you know, otherwise they don't care. That's the thing. They don't
obviously,
care.
Obviously, you know, first responders and all that don't participate. But
well, I mean, you know, you got
stores,
healthcare workers.
Yeah. If these retail workers at malls making minimum wage or a little more than it, I'll say, fuck you, we're not coming in tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of butthurt stores.
Yeah.
National stores.
Absolutely. And the general.
Especially like around Christmas time.
Yeah. I mean, aren't we worried about our healthcare workers? You know?
Right.
I mean, I don't know. We're just doing this all the shit wrong. We should be worried about overfilling our hospitals and making it to when the vaccine happens. And that should be what we're worried about.
Here's a meme. This is trickle-down economics. $2.3 trillion was put out in stimulus money. If you give it to 100 million of the eligible working age adults in this country, that is $23,000 per person.
Wow.
Instead, you got $1,200 per person, and the big companies got the rest.
And it's so backwards because these big companies should take a hit. I'm sorry, Apple and Ford and all these companies, they
records,
can take a hit.
Records they're breaking in their income and their stocks are soaring.
They should be ashamed to show that. Shame on them. Then they aren't paying enough.
The Trump administration wants a one-time $600 now. $600 payment.
Jesus.
But they want to give up the extended unemployment checks of $300. The $300 extra a week,
you know,
until April.
It's not even a lot. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying a $1,200 stimulus payment is not significant, but when you're talking about bills that happen every motherfucking month.
It really helped, they showed.
Yes.
I mean, it kept our economy alive for a couple of months, even that stupid little amount.
Yeah.
Imagine that every month.
Shit, yes.
Per person.
We need that.
Yeah.
It's criminal that we don't have it. It illustrates the fact that no one gives a fuck. No one fucking cares. They're happy with a landfill full of dead fucking people.
We got 106 Republican House members signed this amicus brief to overturn the election.
Oh, Jesus.
AOC tweeted, 106 House Republicans are spending critical time when people are starving and small businesses are shuttering, trying to overturn the results of our election. But please tell us more about how both sides are just as bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, motherfuckers.
And that's on the media. I'll jump on the kick the media in the gunt bandwagon.
Yes.
Because this both sides-ism is bullshit.
And the fact that in the 2016 election, CNN ran every one of his campaign speeches. Why? Because people tuned the fuck in and they got ratings. But he's lying. But he lied to those speeches.
Yeah.
And they never framed it like that. They wanted to frame him as an equal candidate.
They didn't start interrupting him until a couple of months ago, where
yes.
they would actually interrupt his speeches to fact check him. Or on Twitter or Facebook. Facebook doesn't do anything. But or on Twitter, fact-checking him.
Why is it that America was faced with a fascist who is just openly shitty, openly hostile to people of color, to gay people? We didn't know how to treat this guy.
A lot of these people here are openly hostile to gay people and are shitty people and want to ram their religion down your throat and are buy into the white terror that, oh, my God. The white people are going to be replaced. We built this with this world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Grasping on. I still don't understand this. I don't give a fuck about my ancestors, to be honest with you. I don't care about my white ancestry.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't claim any victory to Western civilizations. I didn't do anything. I do a shitty podcast once a day.
Well,
is my contribution to Western civilization.
Right.
But it's...
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Central.
To try to claim some, you know, the greatness of history as your own is hubris. Who the fuck do you think you are, you stupid white asshole?
And what greatness?
Who's some accountant somewhere, some dickwad, you're a Trumpist.
Yeah.
Claiming the white race should not be, you will not replace us. You will not replace us.
And what's the greatness? What is this greatness of which you speak? Where is our greatness? Where is it? I read some story in 1920. A group of lunatic Klansmen with torches harassed a bunch of African-American people trying to vote. When were we great?
Yeah.
Quite obviously, surreptitiously passing around USB ports as if they're vials of heroin or cocaine.
Who is this? I mean,
it's Rudy.
That's Rudy.
It's Rudy giving a post-COVID interview, and he's talking about these people being filmed passing around USB ports to slip into the machines to get them to flip all these votes for Biden.
Listen, I understand this guy is getting $20,000 a day, but you're getting over COVID. Can you take a day off, fuckhead?
Quite obviously, surreptitiously passing around USB ports as if they're vials of heroin or cocaine.
What?
I mean, it's obvious to anyone who's a criminal investigator or prosecutor, they are engaged in surreptitious illegal activity again that day. And that's a week ago, and they're still walking around Georgia lying.
Oh, I don't know what he's talking about a week ago, but so, you know, regardless, it's just Rudy's ridiculousness.
Where is the heroin? What is the cocaine about?
I don't know specifically what he's referring to.
Good job. Someone give him $20,000, right? That's what he gets per day. Jesus.
It's crazy.
It's nutso. And you know, you were shitting on the media earlier, and I was too. And I read a column where someone was shitting on the media. You know, why aren't they taking this more seriously? Because I know it's kind of a joke. Like, what they're doing is ridiculous, but what they're doing is crazy. And like, we should be alarmed because someone in the White House has, like, isn't ashamed of this. And many Republicans are supporting this. We need to be concerned. This is some nutty shit.
Did you see this? I'm sure this is just a coincidence.
Yes.
But now, almost 30 staffers and members of Michigan's House of Representatives have tested positive for the coronavirus. A week after Rudy Giuliani testified maskless in the chamber, 3 days after it was announced that he had tested positive for COVID-19.
Listen, Rachel Maddow's right. Just, you got to stay home. Make sure your family's safe. There is nothing else to do because the government doesn't give a shit.
Right.
And everyone's crazy. We are in
a lot of people are fucking crazy.
Okay. Fuck.
About 8 representatives, 21 staffers have reported positive tests so far.
Jesus. 21 staffers.
Though it is unclear if any of the cases came directly from Giuliani's visit. I don't know if they can attribute it to that. Regardless.
Is our government functioning amidst the corona? I mean,
define function? No. I mean, no.
Well,
and
our
that's
government
the point.
Hasn't been functioning forever. Ask a guy living in a box under the 101 in California. No, it's not functioning for him.
Few minutes left here, about 20 minutes left on the big old show. Don't forget tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody.
That's the president's attorney. Our president's attorney.
Elite strike force.
I mean, elite in what way? You know, there are ways in which these people are elitists and not good.
We do have other news.
You know, that story, I can't keep
which
stop,
story?
Stop thinking about. We were discussing this crab diving offline conversation. You know, there's a Milton, Florida is right down the street.
Milton is across the
water,
one of the waters. Yeah.
Yeah. It's out there. And that, the only reason I bring it up is these people, Milton has put itself on the map because they are very anti-masker. They're racist.
It's very like the, Trumpy.
Yeah, they're very Trumpy. They don't like masks. And someone there, there's some activists in Milton, and thank you to whoever you are doing that activism out there because it's needed. They petitioned for a Black Lives Matter mural. And the city said no. They said no.
They probably said fuck yeah.
You know this story, and so they didn't get.
Yeah, we talked about.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, they didn't get a story. They didn't get the mural, but they got a peace cube instead.
Yeah, so they agreed to put a peace cube, some art installation, which is like a giant cube with different murals on each. Which okay, you know,
a cube,
but the craziest part of it is that they are now fighting. Yeah. On the city council.
Right.
Over the term on one of the proposed murals was going to say, welcome to Milton, a united community. Okay. And they're literally upset over the word united.
Yeah. Yeah.
That it's offensive to some. And
right.
I talked to some of my constituents and they said they were offended by that word united, so we should just leave it out.
So wait, I have a question then. Excuse me. Our country, I just checked. We're the United States of America.
Well,
I don't know.
It's all very strange.
Be careful that Milton.
They're now arguing over the word united that somehow the word united is divisive. This is where we're at.
They actually said, some person there said, well, united bothers someone. So why can't we just, on the sign, it was like, welcome to United Milton. They want to say just welcome or something.
The Milton City Council divided at its Tuesday night council meeting over putting the word united on an official city art cube. With some citizens and council members saying the word is offensive and not representative of the city. We're not united. Fuck you.
It's all weird. Someone wanted a mural and someone countered with a cube. Why? Why the cube counter?
The discussion Tuesday night was the culmination of a months-long debate that began in July when activists requested permission to paint a Black Lives Matter mural on a city street. The council ultimately denied that request, but instead suggested an art cube be placed in downtown Milton that would have a theme of unity and inclusion.
Wait a second.
After several... Yeah, what? Including what?
Well, if it's what you're striving for, that's good. But, you know, Milton is not... united, and it's not inclusive.
After several weeks of debating which art to put on the cube, the council came to a decision in November to put a Welcome to Milton, a United Community sign on the cube. However, half the council present Tuesday night took issue with the word united.
United!
With Councilwoman Shannon Rice, we spit your name, saying, ooh. I spoke to some of my citizens who were disturbed. I asked for public comment on social media, and a lot of people are disturbed by it. And some people understand that, and some won't. But rather than offending a portion of the public, why do we need to say anything? Welcome is enough. I mean, welcome means you're welcome to come here.
This is why Christopher Guest
is terrifying.
I can't do this piece. I can't do the anti-mask movie because...
Oh, he had to retire, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I can't satirize this because it's... You know, and Milton needs a peace cube. They need all of it. They need a Black Lives Matter cube because... Or wall mural because I would say in Milton, Black Lives just don't matter right now. Probably.
Howard Steele, a Milton resident, spoke to the council. I'm vehemently opposed to the term United Community being used to describe the city of Milton. He said the definition is loaded with political connotations, not appropriate to describe the diverse political viewpoints of the city. I think definitions are important. In this case, specifically, since we're talking about a political body, the city of Milton and the council, I think the more appropriate definition of the word united is being joined together politically. So I oppose the use of the word united when it's used to describe the city of Milton. In other words, he's saying, I don't want to be united with those blacks over there who think Black Lives Matter. That's political. I'm not united with them.
It's the name of our country. The word united.
Well, they're working on that one.
I don't know. They need all of this, though. They need it in Milton. They need it.
Kim McCarthy, another Milton resident, said the word's become loaded with different meanings in the past year. And it's just not the same word that it was last year. My concern is I don't like the word right now, and I do not trust the word right now because I see how it's being used. The word united. So there are a lot of people like me who view it in the same way. I don't want to see it on a Welcome to Milton sign if we can't find a slogan or something to say that that's totally neutral and non-offensive.
Do these people think that I have so much to say? Did they think people are dying to go to fucking Milton? This is about fixing your reputation. So maybe people will want to come there and spend money or something. Don't they see it like that? People look at you, Milton. I'm sorry. If there's anybody from Milton listening, no offense. You know, people think you're out of your fucking minds and you're wacko.
Well,
and you need this.
The vote happened.
Okay.
Rice, along with new council members Roxanne Meese and Matthew Jarrett, voted against putting that word on the sign.
They're scared of it.
Powell, along with council members George Jordan and Jeff Snow, voted in favor. That's a 3-3 tie. Council members David Richardson and Sharon Holly attended the meeting virtually and could not vote. I guess they don't let them vote. Virtually?
That makes sense, because Milton hates this mass shit, and they hate any acknowledgement of the pandemic.
But they expressed support for the word, even though they didn't get to vote. So the mayor, Heather Lindsay, had to cast the tie-breaking vote.
Oh, Jesus.
And voted in favor of putting the word united on the cube. Whoa, she's going to be run out of Milton. She better come over to Pensacola.
I guess, you know, I guess. It's just the sound that's like...
But this is a good story for, you know, even our international audience, because it just shows the utter craziness of what we're living through right now in this country.
They can't even say...
arguing over the word united. It's the name of our country.
I mean, you know, man, it's like, it would be a scene in a Christopher Guest movie. Someone says, we want to do a Black Lives Matter downtown mural. It would be great. It would be a nice spot.
Well, how about a white cube with art on it instead?
And it really seems like an insurmountable task. Get all these I don't know what the city council in Milton's like. Sorry. sorry to assume.
Well, three of them voted.
Well, you're going to get all that city council's got to decide what art goes
actually,
on.
Actually, sounds like five of them would have voted yes, and three would have voted no for the word united. But the fact that there are people going to this, it's almost, you know, when the COVID's over, I might want to go to some Milton committee meetings. They must be amazing theater. Google, if you've got these assholes. Because we did the story before when this council was bullied by a herd of people in t-shirts saying, we will not wear masks.
Yes, and they were like yelling and screaming in a room.
Yep. And they said no mask mandate. They voted poorly that time.
And again, it's so funny that these racists, I think these white supremacists think there's a lot of supremacy there, and they're protecting something in Milton. That's great. They're shitty racist culture. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
But really, it's someone trying to make you guys appear like more diverse, and they want to change your image because your image right now is caca.
Yes.
So accept the peace cube. They're going to have the word united on it. And maybe 15 years or so, they'll be ready to have a Black Lives Matter mural. You dumb fucks.
The FDA has cleared the Pfizer vaccine.
Okay.
So that'll be rolling out here probably
any month now.
Tomorrow.
Oh, really?
I mean, for those that haven't, we're going to be 100 million short that we could have ordered.
That would have been a good idea.
When Pfizer was trying to offer it to us, but then apparently Trump wants to go with the more expensive Moderna one, which probably some buddies of his own stock in Moderna.
Yeah, yeah.
And it sounds like theirs is going to be more expensive.
Right, right. When does he, and by he I mean Schittler, when does Schittler cease to be the decider for us, the country, our united country?
I'm offended by that word.
Our fucking motherfucking United, motherfucking country. It's the United States of America. It's unreal.
How dare you suggest we're united? God. I mean, that's exactly what they're saying. They're saying we're offended by that because I don't want to be united with these people. And I almost kind of get it. I don't want to be united with these racist scumbags. I don't want to be.
Yeah.
But we are.
I mean, there is truth there. So, Milton, what do you want? Do you want us to wall off your little area? So you want.
That's, yeah.
Red Corona?
Yes.
I mean, we really.
Are you kidding me? They want to wall off the country.
I mean, we you know, how many people voted for Trump?
70-something million.
I don't understand where they're coming from with that vote, right? But we have to live with them.
Yes.
How? Because if they breathe on you, they'll give you corona or they're racist. Not to, you know, generalize, but you guys don't wear masks. You don't care about this shit.
Right.
So, why? I was about to say pourquoi, but that's why. I don't know how to say how in Spanish.
Como?
Como? Como? Como? Como?
Right.
What is fuck? How the fuck are we supposed to deal with them? Como?
When you get into the chingas, but.
Como chinga? Right? Muchachos. I mean. What the fuck?
What else have we got going on? We've got.
You know, there are people sitting. Left. In a bar in Milton right now, probably saying, man, I can't believe they's putting up a peace cube.
Oh, I thought you were listening to us. I'm like, they're not listening to us in Milton.
Peace
Some people,
cube.
There are. Obviously, there's poor beleaguered liberals in Milton.
Jesus, be careful. Fuck. Is Rush Limbaugh saying, in Milton, Florida, they're making people put up a peace cube?
God, we've been here for a while now, and I've yet to be to Milton. I haven't gone to Milton.
No, I'll take you tomorrow. Been here.
No,
tomorrow
I don't. I'm
we'll
okay.
Go.
No, I'm okay.
Bring your guns. Bring your mask.
I'll wait for the peace cube. It says United, and I'm going to stand in front of it with a bullhorn and say, I'm offended by this term.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah. I don't know. I think you got to be careful. But, well, no, if you say you'll make friends there.
Yeah, you're right. Come over to our house for dinner.
We got the best methamphetamine.
Prove you're not a fake. Say the N-word.
Jeez. I got a peace cube. You can't even...
A peace cube.
Agree on a Black Lives Matter mural. You know? I mean, you know, this city isn't any better. Really.
Yeah, it is. I think there's a lot more liberals here. Well, you saw that map, the 2016 precinct by precinct map, and
that's true.
Most of Pensacola proper is blue.
Yeah.
With one... Little Red Island, which is where the PCC is, Pensacola Christian College.
Jesus.
And that surrounding area, which is probably everybody goes there and works there.
Yeah. Covering up nipples.
And then like slightly less blue in some of the richer areas, but it's mostly blue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the city limits.
That's true. That is true, man.
Gulf Breeze. Red as fuck.
Why is it that people with golf carts vote for Trump?
Older, entitled twats.
Can you imagine having a car that's kind of a car? I mean, you got to get a license plate for it, but it's like just a car to have fun in or something. Who has... That dog can sleep through this angry-ass podcast.
She's,
I swear to God.
She's in her bed upside down with her feet up in the air.
At least she's done having that fucking nightmare.
Sound asleep. Yeah. Not looking good for a Brexit deal.
Oh!
Boris Johnson was like, well, you know, we might not get one.
What tie is he wearing?
I don't have it.
Oh, yeah.
No picture.
Right.
Negotiations between the UK and the EU are on course to end without a trade deal amid fears on both sides that the disagreements are too wide to bridge.
Is there any way the UK could say, you know what? We lost our minds. I'm very sorry.
Yes, they wanted to have. They wanted a mulligan.
We're going back to the way it was.
They wanted a second vote, the Brexiteers have said none of it. Have allowed none of it.
But the Brexiteers, they surely realize that we're in the middle of a pandemic. what could help is not upending the EU and they everything.
They don't care. They're racists. They're corporatists.
Maybe the folly of our people is that we tried and tried to reason with monsters instead of stamping them out.
Wednesday night's dinner between Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Ursula von der Leyen, the European Commission president, left their teams believing it may be impossible to find a compromise.
Jesus.
Before time runs out.
God.
Officials on both sides said the meeting was cordial, but there was no breakthrough.
Oh.
Barring a dramatic last-minute intervention, the more likely outcome is a no-deal split on December 31st. Good fucking luck.
Then why was it cordial? If the end result of this is, you know, supreme fuckdom and cordiality isn't fucking working, then get uncordial. Do something.
I guess. Well, who's good? The European Union has all the cards. They're like, fuck you. Boris wants all the benefits of being in the EU.
Yeah.
And get rid of the stuff they don't like having to listen to the EU and having to play by their rules and stuff.
This is where you need this mind control shit.
And the EU is like, fuck off. If you're not going to be in the club, you're not getting the benefits of the club. We're going to have borders. We're going to have customs. We're going to have all that shit.
It's self-sabotage, though. Sabotage.
Yeah. Sabotage.
Self-sabotaging.
The pound dropped by more than 1% against the dollar.
Oh, shit.
The government is planning emergency rules to allow it to temporarily waive some customs rules. A measure the Labour Party, that's the Liberals, are calling a smuggler's charter.
It's a smuggler's charter!
The measure is aimed at avoiding disruption when the Brexit transition period ends on the 31st, would apply for 6 months, allowing waivers to be granted for exports from Britain, though not from Northern Ireland. Government documents explain the plan acknowledges there may be risks associated with using these powers to implement any temporary waivers, for example, to border security.
Well, wait, if you allow the waiver for the UK and not for Northern Ireland, aren't the people in Ireland going to get fucking
pissed?
They're
like WTF. And the Scots, you know, we did the story. The Scots are like, fuck yeah, we're leaving.
Yeah, you guys are fucking nuts.
The negotiations are stuck on disagreements over the EU's right to fish in British waters.
Jesus.
And the so-called level playing field rules for fair competition for business. Oh, the Brits don't want that. The conservatives of the Brits don't want a fair rules.
Right.
Remember, they don't want fair markets. They want free markets.
See, like...
And that means they want... crony capitalism so that the rich people can beat up on the littler businesses. It's not a fair market at all. It's I have more money. I've got the bigger dick. I control what goes on.
Wow. I mean, they really fucked up electing this guy, Bojo.
Well, they fucked up with Brexit.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bojo's just a cream on top of the zit.
How does a guy get elected that ran over a kid playing, you know, or that was after he won, right? Remember that?
He was mayor of London at the time
some
little mock rugby
deal. It's crazy.
He leveled
like,
some wispy little skinny 10-year-old kid who was there.
He pulled a Trump. Well, Trump wouldn't be able to do that.
David Jones, a former Brexit minister, senior member of a bunch of conservative assholes, reacted with anger at the EU Commission's contingency plans.
Yes.
The measures are effectively blackmail and piratical behavior.
Bully!
I'm pretty sure the response the Prime Minister will give is that this country doesn't buckle in the face of intimidation.
Richard!
I mean, there you go. Especially, I don't know what they're going to do. I'll have to read up on what they're planning with the border with Ireland.
Well, I guess it'll be okay.
Because they're like, great, they're going to start the troubles again.
The troubles?
Bombing each other. at the border, Northern Ireland and the Republic.
Gotta avoid the troubles. I think, you know, for 2020, what I would say, my what I would hope the planet's resolution for 2021 is to avoid the troubles.
Sure.
We didn't do that in 2020. Oh, shit.
We got to get out of here. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We're always available on your favorite podcasting app or at crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get a little commission every Yay. Time you use that link and buy shit. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Everybody's getting paid.
Only helps us out here.
Yes.
And check out what Ryan's doing, some Zoom shows or something, and Instagram stuff.
Right.
Go to RatedRComedy.com, RatedRComedy on the Instagram, RatedRComedy on the Twitter, RatedRComedy on the Facebook.
Yes.
And RatedRComedy on TikTok.
Damn. Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile. TikTok?
Huh?
Oh, TikTok? No TikTok for you?
Are you TikTok? No, I don't TikTok.
You're not TikTok.
Not TikToking.
Shelby?
She is not.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Hey everyone, this Sparkle season, you can join our struggle to entertain and inform here at the Crab Diving Network by buying all the crap you're going to buy for people at Amazon. If you click on the Amazon banner on the Crab Diving website or go through the link at crabdiving.com/Amazon, we get a little commission at no extra cost to you. Spread some seasonal joy as you help spread the crabs. Go to crabdiving.com, click the Amazon banner, and shop your asses off.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.